Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of our discussion on financial decision-making during strong cattle markets, Extension educators Brock Ortner and Glennis McClure talked about why the cattle market has been so strong for the past few years. On today's program, they return to talk about tax issues during strong markets and why that could cloud good investment strategies.
Just to define what we're meaning by tax-based decision-making, by the end of the year, it's not uncommon for producers to meet with their tax accountant and look at their net income that they've earned that year and figure out ways to reduce tax exposure or the amount of net income that will be taxed. And with this, they can look at incurring different expenses in order to minimize that tax exposure to make it look like the business wasn't as profitable as it actually was. So some of the risks that I see with this lens of thinking by using tax accounting as a major decision-making metric is that we can take on a lot of different costs in trying to minimize tax exposure. And many of these costs that people may consider do not add efficiency. And there's different ways that we can talk about efficiency to the operation. So when I think of something that would create some risk, a common example that I've heard in the past and you see from time to time is when we have a profitable year, the producer might go out and buy a new pickup truck. Sometimes the producer might need this new pickup truck because their old one isn't serviceable anymore, but sometimes you see people who have a perfectly good pickup truck go out and buy a new one in order to spend down that net income and reduce tax exposure. And when they do this, that pickup truck is not going to be adding anything to the business if we charge it to that enterprise. So that pickup truck isn't going to allow us to run more cows on the same land base. It's not going to improve our marketing. It's not going to add weaning weight to our calves. So the only thing that that pickup truck is going to do, it's going to add overhead to the cattle that we have. And when we don't add additional head to help offset that overhead, it's just going to come at more cost to the operation.
I've made some notes on this as well. And I think that, you know, when you do have, you know, cash available, when things are profitable, you know, really, I think you'd want to look around your operation and just really focus on those things, sort of as you mentioned, what's really needed to help in the long run. And again, that whole increase in efficiency type of thing. I think of maintenance and repairs, like the fences. Do a lot of your fences need, you know, to be updated and that kind of thing? So again, those are long-term kinds of investments, hopefully, that you can do. I think a lot of times too, if we've got extra cash from our sales, that we think in terms of paying down debt. And I think that's an excellent, excellent thing to do, is kind of prepare for times when that cash is shorter. But also remember though, that you know, rather than spending all your cash, you know, you probably want to save back dollars for income taxes though too. When we are profitable, most likely we're paying some income taxes. So it's not a bad thing, you know. I always think in terms of the tax planning is so important. You mentioned, yes, visiting with your tax accountant, tax consultant early, you know, sometime before the end of the year to kind of get everything in order. But it's really important. And here's really why too. I think over the long haul, things are a little bit more out of balance. We're kind of used to similar tax situation, and all of a sudden in the last few years or so, we've, you know, things have really, you know, increased on that end. So but overall, a tax strategy should be to try to even things out. So again, look at where you're at now, kind of project where you might be next year, and do what you can to, again, not totally lower that tax liability. Think in terms of how can I sort of manage it and sort of even it out over the long haul.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.